2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The money ain't changing your life. Ain't get enough of it. Ain't get enough of it. When it comes to whipping that white, I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of it. Your mama in love with the pipe. She can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of it. Working no matter when I hit the turnpike. I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of it. The money ain't changing your life. I can't get enough of it. Ain't get enough of it. When it comes to whipping that white, I can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of it. Your mama in love with the pipe. She can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of it. Working no rental. Hit the turnpike, I can't get enough of it, I can't get enough of it. Working the rental, I'm shopping the metal, I'm cruising the pedal, and not too much metal. Tripping successful, but it is stressful, cause you'll never know who will be next to. Drop a dime on you, a lie on you. Free all my dogs from the kennel, stuff of a law. For what's in the car, I live for today and not for tomorrow. The grind don't stop, I got kids to feed. Got boxes of O's like Krispy Kreme. Boomerang by me, that bitch is mean. She jumping out the gym like a trampoline. Game time, I'm feeling like Bron with the baby powder. Break it down to 4.5. Yo. What I call the baby shower. Pimp,
gone, pimp. BYOB, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're going to wrap them all today, man, because it's been a long day for your boy. But happy hump day. What's up, Natasha? What's going on?
Happy hump day to you as well, man.
Yeah, I know. We back in it. So it's another rainy hump day, man.
Yeah, it's starting to taper off now. So
yeah, the weather broke last week.
Yeah, it was so beautiful, especially yesterday.
It was.
I was hanging out at the harbor. It was so nice.
It was a lot of sights, a lot of scenery. Keep doing what you're doing. I see you. What we got with them jumps? The new TikTok pants? This is what we doing?
Oh, I'm not. Well,
yeah, I'm not. That means she thought about it already. She already thought about it.
I have some. They're Puma, but this was before all the hype came out or whatever. Uh-huh. It's the same type of material, but
okay.
Yeah, sights to be seen, right?
Okay. You walk around with the Puma?
But I seen them. I just caught wind of it in like some of like the Amazon or TikTok, whatever. They trying to, you know, help people out. And you gotta do the best you can with what you got, right?
Man. Black magic. It's black magic.
Some voodoo.
Somebody did something to something. I'm telling you, man, everything is an optical illusion. Be wary, man. Just be wary of what you got going on.
Yeah, no jokes. All jokes aside, yeah, you definitely do have to be careful in that.
It's tough.
Ask for the receipts these
days. It's rough out here. I'm trying to tell you. It's rough out here. You look in, be like, all right, I got this. I think I'm good. Next thing you know, it's catfish.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm, like you're doing lucky if that's all you get. I know it's some men out here looking more like women than women, and what? it's a lot going on. So
what?
Yeah,
what is happening?
Ask for the receipts.
Oh man, you gotta do your daily checkup. That's why you get left on red when you ask to meet up for real. Like he or she knows they're catfishing, and they're just like, ah, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, oh. It's really some wild stuff out here. No joke. I mean, that's what I was just telling you. That's why I got another phone, man.
It's already popping. I try to tell y'all, it's already popping. It's already popping, man. Your line blown up like that, you got to. Word it correctly.
It's the crazies. It's the crazies that come out and they reach out to you, don't know you, just seen some pictures and man, have some inappropriate things they want to send you or tell you or whatever you, and it's a lot.
listen, they're struggling too, though. They're struggling too. They can't date. You can't go out. You know, they were locked up for a long time, so people going to shoot. There's a lot of shooting going on.
Yeah.
A lot of shooting going on.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, sometimes it's a little sketchy. Man. Yeah. I'm just saying, when they return back to normal, which is coming very, very soon, what our governor said, basically, but you know, just be careful, dog, because some of them jumps is old pictures, some of them jumps is filters, some of them jumps is pans, some of them jumps optical illusions. What she say may not be real, and what he say may not be true. So just you know, it is what it is. But however, we'll move along. So talking about getting back to normal, I think we're supposed to expand capacities in like environments and locations and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I think April 1st. What's up, Chief? My man Snake in the building. What up, Interstate Snake? He right there. We out here personally. That's my man's right there. But well, we'll get into our guest. It's gonna be fantastic. But I think April 1st You're going to be over here. I got you, Chief.
Hold on.
I got you. I'm going to roll you over. But I think we're going, what, to 500 for entertainment? In entertainment, you can go up to 500 for venues or something like that. Outdoors, it's like 30% capacity. So either way it goes, you know, I think this is a good thing coming into April because everything is starting to open up. I mean, hopefully a lot of you guys have been doing a lot of your, you know, your selling and a lot of your work and getting your small business together for when the government is about to open up. We just have a feeling that that's going to open up very, very soon. And I'm, you know, Lord's willing, it's the end of June, July. So I look forward to that, man. There's going to be a lot more shows going on. And speaking of shows, I got a couple going on, but I know you want to talk about Dr. Kirstie. What's she up to?
Yes, for sure. Like you were just talking about, you know, everybody getting ready for fun times, right? For warm weather, things like that. So for those who may be just listening for the first time, so my name is Natasha. One of my many endeavors right now, I'm working with one of the most popular OBGYNs in the Northern Virginia area. Her name is Dr. Zerlene Chambers. In addition to, you know, having been birthing babies and helping women stay healthy and you know, stay magical and everything for over the last 30 years in this area, she's decided over the last couple of years to start spreading her business into doing more aesthetic type of procedures. And a lot of them are including burning fat and sculpting bodies and things like that. And it's not those procedures and are not just for women. They're for men as well. But again, because we know we're getting to that that time of year where everybody's going to be showing a little more skin, things like that. She has some specials going on. And actually tomorrow she's having an open house, and she's going to actually have some specific specials going on for tomorrow. She has a couple of different procedures that she's specializing in and advertising specifically for, or promoting specifically for tomorrow. And one of them is called Sculpture. And like I said, that is a non-invasive procedure that helps to burn and eliminate kind of spot treat fat areas. You know, this, you always, you know, a lot of people, you know, have certain things that they don't like about their body. A lot of, for women, it might be your stomach or your thighs or whatever, but this gives you an opportunity to have a procedure. Like I said, it's non-invasive, no recovery time, but you can kind of focus on those particular trouble areas, you know, that we can't necessarily, you know, spot reduce or whatever we're working out. So anyway, that's one of the procedures. And the other one that she's promoting tomorrow is called the Mona Lisa.
Uh-huh.
And the most Mona Lisa, for those who may not have heard of it, is vaginal rejuvenation. So for those...
uh-huh.
It's got an image of a tired vagina. But anyway, we're going to bring them things back to life with the Mona Lisa. And so like I said, she's having some incredible specials specifically focused on those procedures tomorrow. If you call her ahead of time, you can register to be a part of the event. You can get all the information. She's doing it live at her office in Dumfries, as well as online. She's having a virtual session as well. You can Zoom in and participate. Either way, I just talked to her this afternoon. She wanted me to let everybody know that she is having like an exceptional special, more than any, you know, that you'd normally offer for those who do participate in the open house tomorrow. So she's gonna have like a magic code word or a special code word to provide.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to go ahead and get locked into that special, it's something that will really help you throughout the year, but especially again as we're trying to kickstart our bodies, we're getting back into our shorts and our, you know, t-shirts and tank tops and all that stuff. So anyway, you can reach her at 703-441-3555, or you can visit her website. It's www.drz.chambers.com. Like I said, hit her up, get the specials, get the code word so that you can get all fit and fly for summer, get summertime fine. Hey!
Right. There's a lot going on over here. Here we
go. Hey, lady.
We got the yum yum queen in the building. Welcome. I try to tell y'all, man, it's about to be a little whole episode, a whole situation.
Oh, my goodness.
And they come bearing gifts. So I always love when they come bearing gifts. What's going on, y'all? We got a packed house tonight, man. We get it in. So, shout out to Dr. Z. I'd like to let you guys know, Cranking Comedy, man. May 5th, we got it going down at the Palace. May 5th, as you know, Marion and all the folks walking in the States, taking everybody. Just want to let them know that you guys are welcome to go to the Palace for free. You know, it's going to be on me. Thank you guys for showing up, always showing out at BYOV. I'll get you guys the tickets, but we got a lot going on. Tony Owens, shout out to D4 for putting this together with your boy. Mailman Crank Show, man, Marcus Glover, shout out to you, Chief. You know, we out here. So all of that going on, May 5th, hit me up if you got interest, invite only. I think I got a few more invites, let me know. or hit up D Floyd. Also, shout outs to Silky Smooth, man. The 5th or 7th. Yeah, man. Blue and Gold, man. She's running strong. So shout outs to my mom, Sandra Mason. She got an event going on in August 2021. There's a lot of information going on with that. So please hit her up, Sandra Mason at Silky Smooth Hand Dancing. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
What's the Blue and Gold representative of?
So, so it's more of a presidential thing. So, you know, going in more depth, and I'm going to bring her back on here as the event comes closer. Mm-hmm. But it's more of empowering folks. You know, she does a lot of upper echelon hand dancing classes and stuff like that. A lot of fitness and things like that to keep people motivated. She's been doing it for sure.
Yep. Hi, Mama Mason.
What's going on, Mom?
Yes, actually, as I've been talking to some other people in the community, actually other people that I want to have come, you know, visit and be with us on the show later, a lot of them know her. They know, like, I know her.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's she's a local celebrity.
Yeah, she gets it in, man.
Yeah,
she,
good for her.
She definitely motivates me, so as I said before. But we're going to talk a little bit more about Blue and Gold as we go down, but just talk a little bit about today and what's going on. So, man, listen. I had my daughter, you know, for the last couple of days.
That was a deep sigh.
Yeah, man.
You started off.
Because, man, listen, daughters are little tea spillers.
How old is she?
My daughter's 10. Lanaya's 10 years old.
Okay.
And she's a little tea spiller. You know what I'm saying? So, as I'm learning, because I only got one daughter, you know, I'm learning, and you just got to be very wary because they be paying attention. And they be talking.
They're little sponges.
Right, man. She had a little friend over, and I, guess what? I was like, because I walked around the corner, and I guess they were excited to see each other because they don't get to interact a lot, you know. So I was up, and I just hear the interaction. I'd be like, I'd be like, whoa, what's
she telling your business?
Man, listen, she's just talking. It's crazy how they grow up. And like, wait a minute, man. But it's fun. It's good to see, you know, the kids grow up and stuff like that. How are your daughters? They're pretty good.
They're awesome. They're awesome. It's funny. I had some friends over the weekend and I was joking and teasing. I was like, you know, I'm under surveillance with them, but it's no joke. Like, they're watching everything that I'm doing. They're watching what kind of woman I am. I see that. I can look, you know, see that and the things that they say. I was actually talking about this the other day to somebody else. You know, I have to, like, monitor now, you know, be really cognizant of what I'm listening to. Well, not now, but for a while, especially, you know, what I'm listening to on the radio or what I'm, you know, because, like you said, they're taking it all in, you know, and that's something that's so important to me, you know, and that's why I'm so particular about the people that they're around and, you know, the company that, you know, keep, because they're learning the world through us, right, as their parents, you know, that's what they know, so, So they are, do not tell them anything you don't want the world to know, because they will definitely put it out there on your ass. Yes, they will.
It's definitely a unique bond that you form with them. You know, you got a parent with the same note, you'd be interested because it's a little mini you. Be like, you know what? Yeah. That's what's up. Because
you you'd be like, I can't be mad at them. I know exactly where they got that from.
Right, right. My son the same way. My son was at home. I'd be like, yo, why don't you do whatever? He'd be like, but you said do this and do that. And I ain't do that because you said that. And they'd be like, I didn't think about that. You got it.
They keep
like,
your toes.
You got it. You be mad, but you got it.
Yeah. But that's, you know, I just wanted to commend you. And, you know, a lot of black men that I know, you know, I'm very fortunate to be around for having that bond and that relationship with your daughter. And it's so important. You know, it really is, especially as she's, you know, mature and getting older. And I know we don't want to think about it or acknowledge it, but they're going to be dating, you know, before you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever, you know, maybe 10, you know, 10 is up to you, but they're going to be looking for those traits, you know, that you are, that you're building with her, you know, you're her first love. So that's important that she understands how she should be treated by men, you know, and what she should be looking for and, you know, to see through the game and all that stuff. You know, that's so important. So just want to commend you for that.
Man, I appreciate that, you know, and just know I keep it on the tuck just in case, you know, I'm just saying, we play with my daughter, man. My daughter and my son, man. Yeah. The kids, man. I mean, people go to extreme lengths for the kids, and I just don't see how you can't. But,
yeah, it's your babies.
You know, I know they drove you crazy all quarantine, man. It's all love. Just let them. We're almost done. We're almost going to be able to get out there and they can stretch their legs and run around a little bit. But hopefully everybody's got a new perspective. You know, a new way of kind of looking at how to raise your kids and what they like, what they don't like, and tolerance levels. So that's pretty cool. We're going to talk a little bit about that and you know, family values and stuff like that with Snake a little later on. But let me ask you a little something real quick. What you got going on at Pure Romance?
So, a couple of things, to just introduce myself. So I've been a peer romance consultant for 2 years now. So, and for those of you who may not know or be familiar with peer romance, we specialize in doing in-home parties for ladies, where we demonstrate lingerie, bath and beauty products, bedroom accessories, just all different kinds of things. And as a consultant, I really try to build a relationship with my clients and, you know, kind of help them if they're having any particular issues in the bedroom or, you know, things like that. So, and try to, you know, talk to them, talk through them, through their issues and see what, you know, we can do to try to help out their situations and their relationships. So I actually have a couple of in-home parties lined up for the next couple of weekends. I'm really excited about, one this weekend coming up is actually from a homegirl I went to school with. And then for the next weekend is one of the ladies I met at one of the at the bridal expo I went to was that last month. So I'm really excited. They're really excited, so we're gonna have some fun. We always I call it edutain. I like to educate everybody about different things while we, you know, we having fun, right? And ladies are having their drinks and we just have a good time with it. So but in addition to that, I also just brought a couple items. You know, Saturday was the first official day of spring.
Okay.
So, you know, feeling the weather. It's a little rainy today, but, you know, like you said, the weather's breaking. Right. It's, you know, beautiful out here. So just want to provide a couple of different of my favorite bath and body products that we actually have. In addition, like I said, in addition to the lingerie and the bedroom accessories and things that go buzz, we also have a huge following in our bath and beauty products as well.
Okay.
So, for instance, one of them, my favorites actually, and one of the more popular is called Coochie. And Coochie, and I looked at the other one, but this is the male version of Coochie. But Coochie is
what?
Our...
What the fuck are we talking about right now? Hold on.
We don't want to leave the fellas out.
I don't know what the fuck.
Hold on.
You got me at arms
It's a rash-free shave cream. Is what it is. So, and it's called Coochie. It was really kitschy, but like I said, it's really the most popular item at Pure Romance for the last 25 years that Pure Romance has been around. And it's something that it gives you the closest, smoothest shave that I've ever had. And so, like I said, men and women both use it. I literally had a woman, it just kind of surprised me, but when I was at the bridal show, the bridal expo, she actually asked me if I had any on hand because she said she uses it to shave her face.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so something I had never really thought about. I always thought we were supposed to not shave our faces, but she said that's the best thing that works for her. She doesn't like to do the waxing or electros or anything like that, and she said she uses Coochie. But it's, like I said, it's such a such an amazing shave cream. What you do is you put it on your skin, you let it sit for about 60 seconds, and it really does penetrate the hair follicles. And so, like I said, it gives you like the smoothest shave ever, whether you're going to use it on your armpits, your legs, your bikini area, what have you. So
that's what I'm called Titan.
Well, this is the men version. Like I said, I left it. I can pull it out the bag.
You got that on hand?
What is, look.
I'm looking at it.
Coochie, right there. I ain't lying to you. But yeah, no, that's the male version. Like I said, because, you know, a lot of men shave as well, right? They manscape, you know, your chest, your, if you have a bald head.
Are you a manscape woman?
So...
Yeah, it's been up and down mixtures. I mean, I'm just asking.
Not really. I mean, so I don't like a bunch of whole craziness, like, you know, lost in the wilderness. But I don't want it like silky smooth. Like that's not not if it's not natural. Like, just feel like there's a difference. Yeah. So anyway, I like a little bit of hair. I guess it's like a little blend. But I will say this, and it's funny because you know, men will ask some different ways that they can have look larger, like more, you know, more enlarged. And if you shave the bush, the trim down around, it helps the puma come out the jungle a little more. So it helps it look bigger if you trim the hair. So keep it well maintained and keep it clean. But I know that's obviously a personal preference. But like some men shave from head to toe. So anyway, so for those that do something like that, it is a lot of maintenance. I mean, you know, and hey, do what makes you feel comfortable in your skin. That's what I say. And I, you know, some men are really hairy and they're not comfortable with it. So, you know, they do what they got to do, like I said, to feel comfortable.
That's fair enough.
And like I said, when you're well-maintained and clean and groomed, it definitely makes the adventures in the bedroom a lot more enjoyable for everybody involved. So with that said, I also have... just talking about a couple of the other things I have for men. We also have, it's called Clean. It's cleaner for men. Try to keep it simple. But we have, they're like just masculine fragrances. I think that one's still closed. But, and then some body spray as well for men. And they're not like, what's that stuff teenage guys? Like the Axe and stuff like that. Yeah, that smells all like a teenager.
I get Axe every Christmas. Shout out to Angelina. I get asked every Christmas.
Hit me up, Aguinaldo. I got something better for you,
that's
boo.
That's my oldest sister. Shouts out to you.
That's we gonna ask
all the time. It's ask everything. I'm like, Aguinaldo, I'm past ask, but I love you though. But you know, so, she tries.
So after that, you after you use Coochie, because it does take off. You know, shaving does exfoliate and take off that top layer of skin.
Right.
We have another product that's called Aftershave, and actually, it's a spray aftershave. It's again usable for men and women, and it really just helps provide a layer of protection over those open pores, those freshly open pores. So especially if you're going to be you know, at the beach or wherever you're going to be doing, in some place where there's a potential for things to get into your pores and potentially cause some irritation, having that protective layer on your skin is really going to be helpful, especially if you have already sensitive skin or tender skin, stuff like that.
Right.
And it's usable, it's for men and women. And one of my favorite, actually, items, this is a fairly new item for Pure Romance. So, you know, you've probably heard the expression, thick thighs save lives, right? So I'm definitely...
I know that expression. Don't trust me. I know it.
Growing up, I wish, especially, you know, I played soccer, for anybody who didn't know, I played soccer all through school since I was like five or six. On. I wish I knew about something like this. And this is called Chafe Escape. And anytime that you have, anytime that you have skin that rubs together, especially, you know, we're going to be in the summertime, people are going to, I've seen already out the other day, people out in their booty shorts, things like that. And you have those sides and that skin is rubbing together, causing that irritation, chafing, all that. It's so uncomfortable. Chafe Escape is so awesome. So it's like a liquid talc, if you will. So you just can rub it on your skin. You can also put it, in addition to helping so the skin is not chafing or irritating itself, it also helps absorb some of the additional moisture. So it's a good thing to put for us women that have larger breasts. And sometimes it gets a little sweaty as the weather warms up. It's a good thing to put under your breast so it eliminates the extra sweat so you're not all stink and sticky and all that stuff. Like I said, it's for men can use it too. It's not any particular fragrance with it. But like I said, it really does help. Just anytime you have... wherever you have, like I said, skin that typically chafes and rubs together, this has helped to protect it. So
you used it too, didn't you?
Yes, I do.
I see. Use the bottle.
I would never promote anything that I don't use myself. I wouldn't use myself. That's just not me.
No, that sounds pretty good. Let me ask you a question, because they'll always ask. I mean, everything when you start touching them nether regions or whatever, they always ask. Yeah.
Nether regions. Go ahead.
I mean, I can call it what it is.
Good. Go. Hey, go ahead.
I just like you call it different things because. Everything's different, but like pH, I mean, does it affect that? Because a lot of women, when they get things like that, with the feedback that you got me, is like, you know, does it affect their whole pH
balance? Actually, Pure Romance is very aware and keen on that. So Chafe Escape is not something you'd want to put like in your vagina or anything like that, but if you're going to use like Coochie, that is specifically designed for it. It's designed knowing that it's designed specifically for the use on the most intimate and sensitive parts of your body. So they're very well of that. A lot of that's pH balance, and they use a lot of very natural oils, depending on what it is, safflower oil or argan oil or what have you, just depending on the product, because again, they're very conscious and aware of that. They want to make products specifically for those sensitive areas, and they don't want people to have complications, so that we're trying to eliminate those complications. So they're very aware of that. Especially, like I said, they have something, a specific line called the Healthy Living line, and that's what, like, for this aftershave is from. Again, specifically designed to help for people that have sensitive skin and different skin issues. And I'm one of those people. I have always had super sensitive skin. I'll break out in a rash in a heartbeat and don't even know where it came from.
Right.
I'm very conscious of what kind of stuff I use on my skin.
Now you cover my bases. Gotcha. Yeah.
And one of the last thing I'm gonna show you. Again, as the weather's heating up, so this is called Cleanse with Benefits, and I think this is really cute. It's actually a brand new thing that came out January this year, and so they're wipes, right? They're feminine wipes, and men can use them too, but they actually have a little bit of stimulant in there.
So tingly.
Yes, it's tingling. Yes, so so something you can use if you're out on date night, whatever, right? You're out and about, you kind of hot and sweaty and everything, and you want to get yourself cleaned up. You know, you're going to get into the do later on in the evening. You don't want to be all funky or whatever. You may not want to have to stop or whatever, just to freshen yourself, but it also does have actually niacin in it, and that's something I want to make sure people are aware of in case people have any allergies. But it's got niacin in it, so it does cause a tingling sensation if you rub it on your clitoris, or also too for men if you are going to put it on your testicles or whatever, so it causes a little tingling sensation. Balls.
But no. I'm just like the
it's
idea.
More specifically catered for women.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
With that being said, though, I'm just like, you know, just make sure you still wash.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just not saying, clean.
Listen, you don't want to take things for granted. I just be clear. Some people only follow what you say.
It's not a substitute.
Clean, then apply. Then we're good. Everything should be okay, I think. I don't know. I don't
know. But, so anyway, that's all the Pure Romance items I brought for you. Like I said, just because we're getting ready for the change in the season. Things are warming up. Like I said, we're going to be wearing our sundresses and shorts and things like that. And so, you know, it's important to take care of your skin. Stay clean, right? Nobody likes nobody funky.
Nobody likes it. Well, no. There's some people who do like the, like.
What kind of people you being around, man? I don't.
Listen. Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. So anyway, but no, I mean, some people, it's real, like some people like a certain scent on a person, like they like a long after, okay, you worked all day, came home, oh, I like that scent.
Oh, that like hard work is not.
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I can see that. I think there's a difference between that and funk, though. But
no, I'm clean. Fresh out the shower. Come get me. I'm not doing that. Extra, so. You know, no duck baths. Yeah. No. Anyway.
The hoe baths. You know. Duck bath.
Yeah, all them duck baths. That's how I learned them. Duck baths. Okay, that's what y'all do. Yeah. That don't work. But, you know, it's crazy how we got to this situation, because we're going to talk about beginnings, you know. We're going to talk about beginnings, but before we get into that, Yum Yum Juice, you know, Marion, what's going on?
Yes.
Always yum, yum, lovely.
Hey. How you doing, boo?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good. Man, good to see you.
Just vibing.
Good. I was a little under the weather. I'm back, though. Uh-oh. That test came back negative. Oh, that's right.
Claude, have mercy.
You've been hustling.
Every little thing that happens, your question is like, is it that?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying right now, just looking.
No, I'm good. I'm all the way good.
Okay.
But you've been hustling, you know, yeah, and sometimes you have to find some balance, you know. I think we talked about that one day.
Physically, your body.
Yeah. Right. Your mind is like, go, and your body's like, wait a minute.
When you're asleep, your mind is still kind of racing on what to do next.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? So, I know the feeling.
That's a scary feeling.
You gotta take a minute, you know. You gotta have that balance. I guess to take a minute to give your body the.
Absolutely.
And it'll let you know. It's like, we're going to pause right here for a minute.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's good to see you.
Absolutely.
Good to see y'all too.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So, Yum Yum Queen, she done sponsored the show with a few drinks. Always love that. You want to do the same? Holla at us. BYOVibe@gmail.com. Let me know. Outside of that, we're also going to get to the bottom or the middle of the hour. We're going to talk about Interstate State.
Since we have you here, Yum Yum Queen, how can people reach out to you if they wanted to get their own? Actually, people have asked, my coworkers and stuff at work have been asking me too.
The easiest way to get in contact with me is to call or text 202-907-4054. You can catch me, follow me on Instagram, MARIYUM1985. I'm in stock all the time now. So get at me. We're doing weddings, parties, events, bachelorette.
You was Florida, you was moving.
I ain't gonna be sinful and say church events, you know, but whatever you want. Whatever you want. Easter events, whatever you got going on. You know, the color reminds you of spring. So any spring events, anything you got going on. Mm-hmm. I got something for you guys. I made you something.
She got really fancy.
I see.
I like it. See, the maturation process.
I love that.
You don't want to do the regular. You got to step it up a little bit every time.
You got to be different, right?
I know. I see what you're doing.
Nobody, as long as you see it.
Listen, nobody moving like you moving. I'm going to tell you.
I'm a firm believer. Anytime somebody show you love, you got to give it back.
Hey, I appreciate y'all.
Definitely appreciate you.
No problem.
You know,
anytime.
I had to come
support my boy Snake. He's always, since I've been doing it, he'll show love, throw a shout out, you know, whatever. So I appreciate Woodbridge supporting Woodbridge.
You got to keep lifting each other up, you know.
So we can get to a national level, you know what I mean? So. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Keep building, keep moving, man.
That's cool. Absolutely.
We definitely bringing your own vibe today, man. Yes. We seeing how we can bring the community together and everybody kind of know each other. We just got to be able to build each other up. And I think, you know, if we're able to continue to do this, we are all going to ultimately be successful. So I appreciate what you do. No I appreciate problem. This glass, little and, extra, extra.
Ooh, my man Snake. Because we out here.
Oh, we out here.
We out here. Oh. We going to pour some yum yum juice in this. All right, we got him a set too.
My man.
You know, again, greatly appreciated. I truly, truly, genuinely appreciate y'all.
No doubt.
The love, the support, the shout outs. The social media, all of that stuff helps each other, not just me, you know. So we out here striving. Again, Snake, appreciate you always. And we are out here, personally.
No doubt.
All right. So I hope y'all like it. I want y'all to enjoy y'all show. Indeed. I ain't going to take up too much of your time. Indeed. I want Snake to get on there and kill it like he always does, but that's I definitely got some ice and drinks for you.
I appreciate you.
All right. We're going to take a quick pause then?
Absolutely. We're going to pause for a second, get rearranged, bring my boy Interstate Snake up to the building, up to the mic. We're going to talk a little bit about everything, man. A lot going on. I've known the dude for a long time, man, but good times ahead. Bring your own vibe. Give us about 2 to 3 minutes. Be right back.
M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you more than a brusher. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely, cause these niggas tellin'.
Snitch.
And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feelin'. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it steppin'. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. Holding that water, won't spill it.
I will.
When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's
pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't right. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose less, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, win some. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I don't blame, man, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he ain't moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got. I got a power for the shit that he popping. Bodies flow like a shell. Up by the one fold, put that on
I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's
pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
They will.
Welcome back. We're getting back to it. Getting back to it, man. Bring your own vibe. We in the building, man. Interstate Snake in the building. Miss Miriam, Yum Yum Queen in the building. Getting drinks poured. We out here personally. My boy, Interstate Snake over there on his live, man. He's just live up. We all good. Thank you, ma'am. With the bring your own vibe. Listen, man. This is what we doing. Taylor May. BYOV, man. Cursey, man. The Yum Yum. What's going on, Miss Miriam? All right. And it's such a good drink, man. It's super smooth.
Yeah.
man. It brings a good vibe. This is some classic, man. It's spring breaking. Summer's here. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh, Lord. This is where we at right now, man. If you don't have it, hit her up. You know, she's on IG. She's on Facebook, man. All right, holla. All day, every day, man. We got some new events coming up. She's going to be through the building. We got my co-host here, Miss Natasha, over there, getting her live queued up, man. We about to have extreme fun right there as we roll Interstate Snake along right here to this middle realm so you guys can see. So, let's see. Tasha, can we get that chair right there? No, you're good. You're good. Nah, you just slide that chair here. He can sit there and stick it. No, no doubt. I appreciate you.
I wanted to let you have your little platform.
Oh,
no.
No, all day, man.
No,
I
just wanted
to sit down,
black. Chillin'. Yeah, man. Hey, the more the merrier, baby. See, man, we talk.
All day, man. Shit, stay steak, man. We out here, everybody. This is what we doing, man. Say, it's about the community. It's about building us up, man. Not tearing us down all day, every day. And when I say we out here personally, we out here personally. Everybody out here. So, poor Interstate Snake, man. He's been ripping and running, getting in these streets, man. He's got apparel line. He's got music, man. He's got a whole bunch of market, man. He's doing it all, man. He's been doing it for a while. We're going to get into it and kind of what he's been up to, his new projects, you know, some of his aspirations, kind of, you know, some of the things that he's been really, really diving into, because, you know, on my social media network, I follow Snake, obviously, because, you know, he's a hustler. He's very strong out here, and his work ethic, I'm trying to tell you, is unmatched in kind of what he's been doing. I'm super duper proud of him. You know, there's a lot of folks out there, man. Shout out, man, 23 Pimp Sound, 85 Roman Woods. You already know, you know, from way back in the day, you know. But, man, it was good. It was good, man. It's good to be able to vibe with my man, kind of bring him in the building. He's been up to a lot right there. Interstate Snake, man. What's going on, Chief? What's new?
Baby?
I know you're getting yourself situated.
Crazy. Where we at, right here?
Yeah, man, we right here.
Right
either way.
Move the mic.
Whatever you like, man. We got him right there. We right there. Whatever you like. It's good, man. Just bring your own vibe.
Yeah, bring your own vibe, man. Shit, baby.
Appreciate you coming through.
It's all love. It's all love. You don't mind if I lean this right here?
Nah, man. It's all you.
Boom.
Yeah, dude. What up?
Yeah, salute.
With the drink. I'm trying to tell you, man.
We out here personally drinks, baby.
Exactly, man. So what you been up to? I see you got a lot of music going out there, man. Yeah. I know you was cooking a little couple years ago. You was cooking. You was out there with my boy, Doe. Mm-hmm. Man, what's up? What you up to, man?
Man, just grinding. This yours right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
You right here.
Oh, it's me right here. I'm talking the wrong mic. My bad.
You good.
It's the yum yum.
Yeah.
It's the yum yum. What up? You already know.
Cracking, baby. Man, for sure. We at 120 right now. It's gonna go up some more.
Man, we good. You know what I'm saying? We good.
Yeah, man. I'm just working, man. You know me, man. You know everything always on the up and up with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get it out the mud and do that. Do it honorably.
Right.
And put on for the bridge, baby.
Yep,
you know what
indeed.
I'm saying? First and foremost.
Exactly. And you've been around here a while, too, just like myself, man. Tell us a little bit about, you know, coming up in the industry and kind of like how you can structure yourself, how Interstate Snake came to be. I know, you know, I saw a lot of the maturation process. It's a lot of hustling, a lot of grinding. You got apparel now.
How'd
you get there? What's going on?
Oh, man. I mean, it's been a process, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just grinding and not stopping and just... First and foremost, believing in myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Just out grinding, out working everybody else, man. That's all. One thing about me, I feel like ain't nobody going to do is outwork me. You might out rap me. You ain't going to out trap me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Ain't about who makes the most money. It's about who hustles the longest, baby.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's... You kind of move different, right, man? I saw the pants, scooped some pants the other day. Them
appreciate the support,
extra comfortable,
that.
They light, and they the gray sweatpants, man. So
quality shit, quality over quality.
Put the pressure on, bro.
I can cuss on it.
Now you good, man? Just bring your own vibe.
Yeah.
Bring your own vibe.
Yeah, because you know I be on a big boy radio station. Not saying this ain't big boy, but I be on them joints where sitting next to, you know what I'm saying, Russ Pawn, and they be looking at me like, what the fuck? I'll be like, oh shit, my bad, Russ. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But man. With me, it'd be quality over quantity, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you got to give something for the people that want more of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's all.
And I seen the jackets. You got bomber jackets out now, or the members-only jacket. You got the hats out, man. The shirts. Got the man, listen, man, you've been doing it.
And, I appreciate
it. Just how long did it kind of take you to get everything together, pull it all together?
Shit, everything still ain't together. I feel you. Know what I'm saying? Keep it real. You exactly. know, at the end of the day, we moving. I just, you know, tap in with the people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who listening, everybody who out there now, just make sure y'all go to my live at Interstate Snake on IG. Tap in with me.
Tap in.
And I just grind, man. I talk to the people, man. I be in the trenches, man. Right. Like, you know, and I really, you know, dig into what people are looking for and listen.
Right.
You know, you got two ears, one mouth. You got to listen more than what you talk. You know what I'm saying?
I feel.
So I just listen to what the people want and put my little sprinkle on it and bring it to life. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. And I think that's kind of what a lot of Woodbridge people do, man. When they come up with these ideas, they hear things, able to take this stuff and just kind of bring it to another level. And it's just about that momentum, that grind from that point,
right,
kind of get you to the next level, to get to that next level. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people fall off at that particular point.
Right.
You're a person who has not done that. You still out here. You know, you Florida. I done seen you in Cali. I done seen you everywhere making videos, man. And everything. Man, yeah, what's your latest and greatest? What songs you got out now, man? Tell them a little bit about what you got cooking.
Oh, man. Well, right now, that Lomo Self-Title single going crazy, literally worldwide, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the radio station out in London. They just had me going crazy out there. I just came back from Philly. Mm. They had me out Dash Radio. Man, that was one of the most beautifulest, most loveliest radio stations I ever been in. Man, that joint was like this big ass glass house. You walk into like the whatever 15th floor, and it's overlooking like all of Philly.
Oh, you know, man, what I'm saying? Dope.
Bro. Hell yeah, it's the ambiance, dog. You know, right, what I'm saying? That shit was like that, Slim.
That's what's
so
up,
yeah, man. That Lomo Soltado going crazy, man. Video coming real soon. And I just dropped a compilation album last week. It's called Been Out Here Personally. Mm-hmm. Classic features and lost verses. What I did is I took all my industry features from like 2013 up until now and put them all on one compilation.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Just so cats can go back to the archives.
Got you.
And peep all my classic jumps. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got shit on there with Project Pat, Tone Trump,
that was just bumping
Gorilla Zoe, yep. Nino Man, Styles P, Fat Trail, Free the Fat Fool, Fat Trail, that's my man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I did a joint with Nipsey Hussle back in the day too, but I couldn't get the clearance on that joint.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, y'all can hear the joint I did with Nipsey. It's on my Plug Talk and Snow Jams mixtape. That's on the mixtape circuit.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get the clearance from his brother.
Got
you know what I'm saying? For the actual. You know, to make some paper off the motherfucker.
I feel you. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, I did real songs with Nip.
I already saw that.
The experience, you know, that's something that everybody can't say, you know. That's something to be able to have that on your part of your catalog.
So. Right, right, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you 100% right about that.
So how was the vibe out there in Cali, man? I mean, you know, a lot of people haven't even been out there on the West Coast. I was born on the West Coast, but, you know, how is the vibes? I mean, what's it feeling?
Oh, man, Cali was like that, Slim. Like, you know, Cali is, I love California, you know what I'm saying? I got family out there, like first cousins, first aunts and uncles, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Cali, I love California. I just couldn't live there, though.
Right. You know what there's saying? Some places like that.
Yeah, I couldn't live there. I probably had like 15 baby moms.
Facts, man.
They all be ready to fight.
Exactly. So it's somewhere I love to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, the women, the weed. Mm-hmm. But,
Weather, weed, and women, right?
Exactly.
Song, right?
That's right.
Women.
I know I was forgetting the double. Yeah.
Weather, weed, and women. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
You sound like a singer to me. Thank you. Right.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. So, yo, I know there's still some artists you still want to work with. I know people are still hitting you up like crazy. Like, what are some of the artists that you still kind of, you know, I want to try to see if we can get some things going on, you know, out in the industry or, you know, locally or whatever.
You said, what artists do I want to work with?
Yeah, any artists that reached out or reached out to you that y'all want to work with that's never really happened, but you're still kind of working towards doing something?
Shit, man. I'm trying to get this Nas feature. I'm trying to get this Young Jeezy feature. You know what I'm saying? I just cut a record with Raheem Devon that'll be out real soon.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a little sexy joint, a little something. It's like a street joint, but still something for the ladies type, you know, snaky baby type. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah, then I got another joint that's real crazy for the clubs. This shit about to blow some shit the fuck open.
Oh, yeah?
It's produced by Knock. That's my man. He part of Justice League.
Yep, yep. Yeah, Justice League.
Yeah,
Justice,
you know, League. Yeah, the niggas that did the racket shit for like Ross and Jada and all that.
I love they beats.
Yeah.
Love they beats.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the right female artist to put on this track. Mm. I need a female artist, you know what I'm saying, to really get it to that next level that I want it to be on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
A singer, a rapper.
A rapper. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, like some Megan Thee Stallion type shit, but I don't got that Megan Thee Stallion budget. She
got
to relax.
Got the Little Pony, my Little Pony money, huh? Right.
I ain't going to say my Little Pony, but you know, it might be somewhere in the middle, you know, man. Yeah.
Man.
I'm trying, like, I fuck around, man. If I can, man, get like a Erica Banks on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Okay. That shit'll blow shit out the water.
Man,
you know
listen,
saying?
Man.
So if Erica Banks, people's listening to Holla at Snakey Baby, I got a record for her.
Early.
Yeah.
Pressure already applied. My dude, for sure. So female artists, you know, Erica Banks, we trying to move and grooving.
Yeah.
A little something sexy coming out, a little something for the club.
Yeah.
Like I said, my man, dude, you be hustling, and I like what you do. I appreciate what you do, especially being from around the area.
Yeah.
You know, are you still keeping in contact with some of the local artists? I know I was just
I
was just
at Rue last week. He was at Babylon. Yeah, nah. At the end of the day, dog, I pushed the button for this Woodbridge shit.
Oh, for sure.
One thing I'm going to do, and two things for certain is, you know, Woodbridge biz is I feel like it's my responsibility to make sure shit moves in a proper position out here. Not saying that I'm the go-to guy. I mean, you can reach out to me and I'll reach back out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like as far as with me, you know what I'm saying, the plugs and connections I got, you know what I'm saying, I always make sure that my ears in the street.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this area,
right?
Because for the shit that we done been through for this area,
for
and
sure.
What we done did, like, you know, we boy, you know what I'm saying?
Know,
so
bro.
I'll be damned if the motherfucker gonna talk about this area, because you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Amongst us, we could talk our shit like that, whatever. But I'll be damned if I out of town and gonna talk shit about my area, so
right?
Real loud, yeah. So now my ears is definitely in the streets out here, and I fuck with a lot of artists out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So and you know what I'm saying? It's all love with me. You know, a lot of artists be like, "Damn, Snake, why ain't you working with more artists from the Woodbridge area?" And I'd be like, "Well, I mean, shit, you know, I want to,
right?
But it just gotta be that right time and the right situation.
I
you know what I'm saying? So,
already,
you know, Woodbridge artists, man, holler at me, dog.
Man,
ain't nothing but love.
Already,
so
man.
So, if they did want to holler at you, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Man, it's very easy to reach me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very reachable. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just hop in my motherfucking DMs or some shit, holler at me.
Right. But I'm saying, so they're not going to find you as, like, what were they looking for? Because for the people on the radio that may not be watching us.
What's your Instagram handle?
Oh, everything is at Interstate Snake. Everything. At Interstate Snake. You know what I'm saying? InterstateSnake. At Interstate Snake.
Easy.
Yeah.
I'll let him, man. A lot of stuff going on. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. There's some artists that I want to personally see you get back in the groove with. Doe the Deacon.
That's my brother,
saying?
Of course.
You already know,
shit.
Man. You
come
want
on,
see
man.
You back with Doe.
It's my left hand.
Man, you already know what time it is. Shit. Neek, RMG, Renegade Neek.
Man, we from the same neighborhood.
That's so what I'm saying. Say, that's my boy Neek over there. Shit.
Yeah, we both from Rollerwood. That shit ain't about nothing.
You know
holler at me, man. Send me some. He ain't never sent me nothing.
Man,
that's the thing.
I'm going to holler him at the show. I'm like, yo, I don't need to go ahead and do a little something.
Listen,
to the studio right there to go do it. I already know.
And it's dope. But now you can't reach out, and if it's not good, you gotta be prepared to take that
constructive
criticism,
right.
And then better yourself,
right.
So that we can put each other on a more elevated platform.
Mm-hmm. Right,
if you're
right.
Already on an elevated platform, and people know you nationally.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna want to demote yourself,
right?
It's nothing wrong with up and coming artists,
mm-hmm. Not at all.
But you gotta
be on your shit.
You gotta,
This ain't for play, like
right.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta know what you're doing professionally.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta know how to reach out. Mm-hmm. And a closed mouth don't get fed.
You right,
yeah, straight up, straight up.
You know, you can't always expect because somebody's on a higher platform that they're supposed to come and holler at everybody and
bingo.
Hey, let me get with you. Now,
right.
If you want it, hey, you gotta reach out and you gotta
right.
go get it.
I feel
if you right. wanna do a track with him. You gotta hit him up. You gotta get
in
his DM. You gotta send him something.
Send me something. Like I said, man, I don't mind working with motherfuckers at all, man. But like I said, like at the end of the day, all money ain't good money to me, man.
Right.
So
right
you can't pay me, you know, you can't pay me the world for me to get on some matter of fact, I'm bullshitting. I'll get on a dumbass song and give me a dumbass bag. I'm sorry. Let me rewind that. I'm lying to myself. You give me a dumbass bag, I'll get on your little dumbass song if I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part though, that's what I'm saying. Like this shit is business, never personal, man. I be having certain artists reach out to me like, hey Snake, I want you to hop on this jump. What's your budget? You know, I work with whatever budgets, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like they be like, oh dog, I don't really got no budget. Well, I ain't got no rap for you. Like, first and foremost, I don't know you. Right. We ain't got nothing out the mud together. We ain't never, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got kids to feed. Like, this ain't for play, right. You know what I'm saying? Right. When I got motherfuckers and I just got a check from an artist from New Zealand for $1,500 for 12 bars. Mm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So if I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, $1,500 for a 12-bar verse, and I'm telling the homies around the way or whoever, man, what's your budget?
Right.
Which meaning, like, I mean, throw something to me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Couple hundred. Whatever. Yeah. You got 100, 200 to invest in yourself, I'm going to fuck with you.
I got you.
You ain't got 100, $200, man. What fuck is you doing?
Exactly.
But you want to get on the trap and get on the track and rap about racks.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is we doing?
You can't even travel to go somewhere to do it.
But you want a free verse from me, right. And then you want to put out a fucking Interstate Snake song out, and I'm right. Like, oh shit.
Right.
Lost souls, man.
You are your brand. Because
everything I put out, man, nowadays, you know what I'm saying, it's to the point where, like, people are watching me, man. Like,
exactly.
And, you know, before, you know, I didn't know the power of the people that are watching me. Like I've hosted parties for Real Carter, who's his fucking Jay-Z's little nephew in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Like I done sat down with Puff. You know what I'm saying? I done did a lot of shit that don't make the fucking, you know, internet and social media, because my best moments don't make that shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I be keeping that shit on the cut because I be like, damn, I don't want to block my own blessing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I know I got haters out here. Motherfucker be like, damn, Slim, he about to go meet who? I'm about to go pull up on him, pop all his tires.
Right.
Fuck that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because people are sick like that.
They
you know what I'm saying?
They are.
So definitely. With me, you know, like, I'm definitely motherfucking happy to do whatever with whoever who's really serious about this shit.
That makes sense.
And I don't mind doing. I done did hella free tracks for people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cats who's like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I fuck with Lil Shorty. Shit. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give him a free verse just for the fact because I like this shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Now if you got some shit that's just like undeniable, yeah, I'm gonna give you a free verse just because I like that shit that much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know.
Nah, I agree, man. You gotta be able to invest in yourself a little something.
Definitely.
You
right?
have
you
to,
you
dog.
Can't be the one pulling a wagon. That don't never
man,
work.
Man, you've been there since day
works.
One, dog. Talk to
know.
Me, man.
You already
we
know.
Still got motherfucking bitch-ass engineers that owe us cars.
Right.
I done gave an engineer a whole car before.
Oh, man.
We went to Richmond. This nigga said he worked for Def Jam. Did he even really work for Def Jam?
Nah, I don't believe so.
I don't know. I mean, he might have known somebody from Def Jam. But you know what I'm saying? But we was really in the streets at this time, real heavy. So we was like, fuck, he needed a car.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I had cars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I had an auto mechanic shop.
Okay.
Yep. Gave this nigga a car.
Right.
Like, here, take this car, young. Free studio time. We had free studio time.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, we motherfucker pulled up like a couple months later for a session. That shit was closed.
Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get in the jump, bro. I'm like,
yeah, so we've been investing in ourselves since day one, man.
All
the time. You know what I'm saying? You have to invest in yourself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That's entrepreneurship up and down.
With this drink? So our marketing strategy was, I knew I was going to eat the whole cost, at least a rack,
right.
You know what I'm saying,
right.
of the whole first thing.
Right.
I gave them out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
going to
sit here
samples.
And say, oh, I had everybody buying my shit as soon as I first started it. Hell no. I gave this shit away.
Right.
I was driving all the way out to Spotsylvania, you know what I'm saying, giving some people some bottles. Thank you for the support again and the shout outs. But again, my marketing strategy was, hey, if you like it, post it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it started, people really liked it because it's a good product. But I knew how good of a product that we had.
Yep.
So, let's give the first batch out, and then it's going to pay for itself.
Right. There you go.
Right.
Just like you said, man, if Jay-Z came to you and said, Snake, I want you on this track, you ain't about to ask that nigga for no money.
Right.
So, if I got somebody really plugged, that's like, hey, Miriam, I got a popping-ass club. I want
your drink behind my bar.
Yeah.
Man, huh, take a case. Let me know how
right,
we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's $200. Because
you're
going to
get that back end.
Exactly.
You're going to get that back end.
I know
you're going to
love it.
Understand how to play the game.
I know it's going to sell. Yeah. I know how many drinks you could get out of one bottle in the club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's going to come back. So I completely
right.
agree with what he's saying.
Right.
If you have something of quality, you know somebody that's of quality, if they put it
right.
out, what it will get, what you'll get back
outside.
In turn.
Right.
So,
our manager always tells us, don't trip over pennies chasing Benjamins.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like that.
Right,
that's
right.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You get caught on that little thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're
looking at the big thing. You know,
you're
like,
right.
you know it'll come back. You know, if you have that faith and believe in yourself, you know it'll come back to you.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I completely agree with what he's saying.
Yeah, it's about being able to match the situation, whether it's monetarily or whether it's by a following or bringing something to the table. You know what I'm saying? What are you bringing to the table?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And necessarily doesn't always have to be monetarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Legwork.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand just the fucking repost goes a long way.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just repost that shit, Slim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Copy and paste.
Yep.
Motherfucker won't even copy your and paste your shit.
Well, you can
know
do share. You can just hit the share button, man.
Yeah. Right.
You literally just hit the share button.
But if you got hate in your heart and you don't want to see somebody else shine, right. that's
hurt.
And
it's a lot
that,
of people
you know?
Out there like that.
It is. Mm.
They
it
rather
is.
See you fail than succeed.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed was, like, I don't even like expect the support from my friends and family no more.
Mm.
You know
what
I'm saying?
What?
I don't expect that shit because
yeah.
I didn't make this product for my friends and family.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
I'm going to go to my mans and jive, like, be like, yeah, Slim, let me get my fucking 40 for this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, say, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, I be jive, like, feeling uncomfortable charging
yeah.
my friends for shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I do this shit for the other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
The world, right?
Like, at the end of the day, this ain't, like, you know, I'd rather just give that shit away for to my friends, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But certain motherfuckers, like my man right here,
yeah.
he'll be like, nah, Slim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets
yeah.
it.
Definitely.
Like, nah, here, what you want?
Right.
He'll overpay. 40, he'll go 45.
Yeah.
Like, damn, my man. Love
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what
I'm saying?
It's
a
right.
business and it's your time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So certain people get it.
Family.
Like, you know,
everybody
you can't pay for relationships like that.
No,
you
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
You
shit
sure
like
can.
That.
But I'm going to be real with you, right? I do feel like if you my mans or you my homegirl,
mm-hmm.
you going to... I might throw you a couple drinks, right?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if you respect my hustle and what I'm doing, you going to be like, hey, come get this bread. I got this for you.
Mm-hmm.
If
right.
your homeboy, you do a track for him for free. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I do feel like the next go round, especially if he got a lot of love off of it,
right.
yeah.
man, without even asking or telling, he
right.
should come throw you some bread. You
nah,
know what
but
I'm
everybody
saying?
Don't think like
nope.
that, man. People just like, they're not their train of thought.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against that
yeah.
person.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you have to reach out to them and
yeah.
tell them.
Right.
Like, hey, bruh. You know, holler at me, let me know how it goes, how that go, or
right.
blah, 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 you
let
know what I'm saying?
What you got
fly me
that.
In
yeah.
the situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to motherfucking throw them that bone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like,
yeah.
they're not trained like that. They're not, like, you know, they don't have that
yep.
business state of mind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
To them, it's just like,
take,
for
take,
shits
take.
And giggles.
Yeah.
They're like, oh,
yeah.
fuck it.
For the likes.
Yeah.
For the likes.
They're
yeah.
not looking at it as like, you
in
know.
A, in a business.
Yeah,
business.
And it's
yeah.
not and it's not a knock on them.
Right.
And I had to learn that shit the hard way, too, because there have been a lot of times where I done came on my sandbox.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Homies. Like, man, what's up with you, dog? Like, the fuck, Slim?
Huh?
You ain't repost that shit? Fuck you mean repost that shit, dawg? You got 50 other motherfuckers reposting that
oh, yeah,
shit.
That's right.
I'm like, dawg, fuck that.
Yeah.
You repost my shit.
Yeah.
You know
they like,
that?
They
right.
like,
yeah.
they like, and they heart. They like, dawg, is that really gonna do a big difference for you? And I'm like,
yes.
hell
yes.
yeah.
Hell yeah.
And they looking at you crazy like,
right.
you shit
right.
me.
Right.
You know
dawg,
what?
I got 11 people following
right.
me.
Right.
right.
I'm
know
like,
what?
I don't give a fuck, dawg.
Right.
Right.
That's 11 people that's not following
me.
And if they are, It's like a fucking 6 degrees of separation.
Exactly.
And then
go.
They be like, all right, dog.
Yeah.
I get it.
Bruh.
yeah.
I fit, dog.
So it's like I'm getting mad
down.
At my man for no reason because the whole time, he don't got no malice in his heart.
Right.
right.
He just
He didn't know.
He don't even know.
Bro, people don't know. Well, they don't know. They don't know. They
exactly.
Don't, they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
And you can't really.
You know, sometimes I get frustrated because I'm like, yeah. Listen, we're all in our 30s at this. Like you know what I'm saying? But you're right. I literally had to get to the point where I'm like, you know what? Everybody don't think like me.
At all. Nope. You got to get around them type of like-minded motherfuckers, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck a sandbox, but not fuck a sandbox exactly. Like fuck your homies, but fuck that shit. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Not fuck them, turn your back on them.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day,
it's we're certain, here to grow, too.
Yeah, though. It's certain you know homies where, like, it's certain, you know, friends that I have that I know will come in here and just fucking spray the whole block for me.
Right.
But I can't take them to a fucking black tie dinner.
Right.
Right.
The motherfucker's going to come in at you.
Right.
You say the wrong thing to him, he's going to smoke you.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
Now I'm like, oh, shit.
Right.
So I had to understand that it's just certain motherfuckers that are loyal to a fault with me. But I got to pick and choose where I take them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm going to go to the trenches and wherever, you know, city near you, and I'm busting moves, and I'm on my little chitlin circuit with the music, damn right I got my man with me, because he going to let that thing bust, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He ain't going to feel no type of way about me asking him not to come to the black tie event.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he already understand, like, something.
Because him, that's business.
Yeah, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn, you know, you feel comfortable around certain motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, nah, like, I already know if shit go wrong,
yep.
Then my man got me.
Yeah.
But half of the time, shit go wrong because it be your man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You be like, damn, I can't bring this motherfucker nowhere.
Nowhere. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
So, right. You know, you just got to have an understanding, man. Everybody got to play their position, man.
Yeah.
And everybody has to understand, dog. The way I look at my squad, dog, we're the fucking dream team. Everybody around me is a fucking leader.
Right.
Fuck a boss. Mm. We leaders. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can be a boss. A boss ain't nobody but somebody who's sitting at the fucking table giving out orders. Mm. Now, we leaders, man.
Right.
We all are each other's crutches, you know what
Everybody
I'm saying?
Gotta say
Everybody
something.
Is a fucking superstar on my squad, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, just you got to know what position you play, you know what I'm saying? Like, Allen Iverson is a fucking superstar, but he can't play center. Shaq is a superstar, but he can't play point guard,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So once you understand that you are a superstar in the position that you play, you can't lose.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You start building your team.
That's it.
Yeah. You start building your team.
Especially when you got a whole squad of stars. But but I agree with what you're saying. When you get everybody on your squad in the mentality that everybody's a star, everybody's going to win. Everybody's going to beat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There is no, oh, I'm better than you, or I'm trying to get above you. You can't have that. Hey, everybody's going to eat.
Right.
But he's right. Yeah. Everybody got to play their spot,
and
man.
And you got to find people like that, because unfortunately, like, now it's certain people that right now that I fuck with tough that I've only known for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn, I feel like I done known cuz my whole
it's
life.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Recently, some of the things that I've been through, I'm going to be real with you, I have learned that loyalty don't have time on it. And I'm going to be real with you. I can have known somebody for 20 years, and their loyalty isn't as strong as somebody that I met
facts.
A year ago.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts.
You know, because people are going to be people.
Right.
And whether you knew that person from the sandbox, like you say.
Right.
Or from, they just might not have that loyalty in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And that was never there. They only loyal to themselves.
Right.
You
that's
see what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Then you got Highly people rich. That you'll come across. We could be the best of friends, you know what I'm saying? And you more loyal to me than somebody that I've known.
You just click with people.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Especially
definitely.
As you elevate, though, I feel like, and I think I shared this with you, too, is when you elevate, it's like God puts different people in your life for the next level that you're in, right, that are more like-minded, that can kind of help you where you're at and then where you're trying to go as well, you know?
Definitely.
So you get to be more in tune and in sync with those different, like, you know, people that are more minded.
But you know what else brings that out is success.
That's true.
Success and somebody counting your coins.
Right.
Not even knowing how much money you're investing back into
right.
your business.
Right.
How much money you're investing back into yourself.
Right.
How much money you invest into travel and everything that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like success brings that out in people.
Yeah, the truth,
you know?
Right?
Yeah, definitely
out.
Brings
and
it out.
I don't know about you. I'd like to know what I'm dealing with, who I'm dealing with, how you really feel about me.
Damn right.
So yeah. that's what.
But that's the issue is a lot of the times people don't show it. You
no,
know what
you
I'm saying? They only show it behind closed doors.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
But it's okay. You just keep going.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell people all the time, man,
words ain't never really done nothing to me, man. I could care less. Keep talking. Mm-hmm. Keep talking. As long as you talking, I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm good
if
with it.
They ain't hating, you ain't winning.
There you go. There you go. Cheers on that.
But so I ain't gonna lie. Don't talk shit about me, because I'm sensitive about my
man,
shit.
Man, he's sensitive about his shit. He'll
I'm feel some type of
look,
way, goddamn.
He'll be on social media cussing somebody out in a heartbeat. I'm like, damn.
Nah, I'll delete it, though.
Delete tweet. Yeah. Nah, man. It's me, dude.
Nah, honest, man.
Yeah, I know.
I want everybody to love me, but everybody don't love me.
Sensitive about my shit. So, man, definitely, you guys see what we kind of doing over here, bring your own vibe. It's kind of the environment that we're trying to bring. All our guests have a very similar mentality, you know, different, you know, walks of life. But you know what? Mentally, we're on the same page. Yeah. Right. This is Woodbridge. We are Woodbridge. We're representing Woodbridge.
Definitely love Woodbridge,
absolutely, man.
Man.
Hoodbridge, y'all
I
call it Hoodbridge.
I
want
to see all my women come up.
Yes. Right.
Start your businesses, man. And I say that all the time. Mm-hmm. I really would love to see if everybody that we know really brought their ideas and thoughts to light. Mm-hmm. Man, apply for them loans, man. Get something started. Yeah. You know what I mean? They got these forgiveness programs. Do something. It's easy. If you don't know how to do it, man, pay somebody to do it. Huh? We could be such a striving city.
Yep.
If everybody just stop bumping their gums
and just do some
beefing,
work.
The mm-hmm. jealousy, man, if y'all just squashed all that and put that I said it last time, and put that time into yourself, mm-hmm. man, we would be phenomenal. We are growing. I really do feel like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like we got a lot of people that's doing their things, building their brands out here. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of musicians.
Facts.
You know what I mean? We got people putting us on.
Right.
A lot of athletes, talented athletes, people we have, you know, from Hilton that have went to the league, different people,
right.
You know, but I definitely feel like Woodbridge could be a striving area if everybody just comes out and supports, man. Please just support, man, support BYOV.
Mm-hmm.
They're super dope, you know what I mean? Tune in on Wednesdays.
7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like Alex said, 7 p.m., 7 p.m.
This is where we're at, man. Look, we building it. Slowly but surely, you know, we like to hear about your stories. We like to hear about all these things, but BYOV, we're building the community that we want to see. And I'm glad that you guys all stepped into the building. You guys all here did interviews. You guys did fantastic. Appreciate you, Interstate Snake, for being on.
Absolutely.
Miriam, Yum Yum Queen, for the nectar. It's
and,
all
and,
good.
And can I just say this real quick? My ladies have been showing out, oh, my God, buying the cases. So I have a case special of 12
mercy.
Bottles.
Wait a minute. I need the receipts.
Man, 12 bottles for 100, right? Oof. And I take $20 of that and I put it to the side, every single case. And we donate that to the Women's and Children's Shelter. So y'all know I love to give back. You know, I want to do something for the domestic women as well.
Domestic but violence?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. That's a big thing to me. But yes, ladies, Woodbridge, Manassas, Fredericksburg, Stafford, thank you so much. Y'all have really been showing out buying these cases. And just know, again, when you drinking this juice, you giving back. Oh. You know, you giving back to somebody less fortunate, to a mother that may have lost her husband or fiance or boyfriend, and her kids are in a shelter and they have nothing. Just know, while you drinking this yum yum juice, they're going to get something back from it. So I greatly appreciate y'all, and I feel like BYOV helped me get that out there, and people have been buying more cases. So I want to thank y'all, and have no problem bringing y'all drinks and having the glasses made for y'all, because I appreciate y'all.
No doubt. Appreciate you. Highly appreciate it. Always, man.
I'm looking forward to the summer. I know I've had a handful of girlfriends reach out and get it and like, yeah, so I'm looking forward to having some events.
Yes, definitely.
We got some things coming up. I'm trying to tell you. I got some things moving in the background. We're going to let you guys know about what's going on with that. But however, man, we're past our hour. We're at 8:10, man. I appreciate. I'm sorry for keeping y'all so long, but you know, Interstate Snake, Miriam is Miriam. We out here drinking, you know, vibing. I appreciate. I hope you guys enjoyed the vibe tonight. As you guys can see, feeling really good. You know, Yum Yum Juice here. Holla at my boy in the State Snake there. Miss Natasha's over there. Miriam over there. We up here partying. This, you know, we low key partying.
We vibing.
We vibing.
And I tested negative, y'all. So, you know, we really having
that. Yeah, you're right. Hold
man,
on,
I'm
still looking.
Y'all can't tell me when you feel that little tingle. You be like,
Yep. I had a scare.
So I was a little under the weather, man. So I'm just glad, you know, I'm glad, man. Listen, all of us here are around multiple people.
Right.
So for us to still be here and it's 1.6 million people that have died, man, I'm grateful to be sitting here with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. So
I appreciate y'all. And I'll be tuning in next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We will be back next week. Got a special guest coming in. Lock and Loader, hit me up. BYOV. Take care. Have a good night. Go on.
M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more weight, no more blind to pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more weight, no more blind to
pressure.
Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure.
I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas tellin'.
Snitch,
and you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feelin'. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it steppin'. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure.